Most people travel Old Route 66 for the nostalgia. So on the surface, this convenience store might not seem to fit in, because it was built well after the heyday of the Mother Road. However, it's a place that draws many locals and tourists alike. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
As Marty Depke explains, the story all began back in 2007.
Essentially, there was a small gas station on this site that had been here for years and years, just your old run-of-the-mill fueling station. And when they sold, retired, and moved on, our owner came in and bought this and the property around it.
But there was still a need for a convenience store in the area, here on historic Route 66.
For our owner, it was more about the nostalgic side of it. And nostalgia with him was driving around on road trips when he was a kid with his family, different parts of the country, and always trying the different pops that were around the United States. Of course, everything then was in glass bottles.
For the owner, Mr. Elliott, it was not only drinking pop on Route 66, but another type of soda that made this place a logical point to establish on the Mother Road.
Our owner, his father, when he was a kid, was a soda jerk, and he calls his dad Pops. So it really kind of all came into, the beast that we have today.
And so a store named Pops was born. Marty is the director of operations for a place, just as the name implies, has a lot of pop.
Obviously, our signature and our claim to fame, our draw, is the pop. I mean, we have over 700 different types from all around the world, all around the United States. But it's coupled well with the diner feel that we have here, too. We've got a full-service restaurant, very American diner style, a lot of burgers, chicken fried steak, salads, sandwiches, things like that.
With over 700 types of pop, you'll see just about everything here. Next time, we'll uncover some unusual flavors as we travel the countryside in Arcadia, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McRae.